today.
Let me back up against the...
Oh, sorry. You want to go there? I need to get re-injured.
Yeah. No, I mean, it felt good, obviously. I was still a few steps slow in some places. And I didn't go up and down and just stay in the half court, but it was nice to get back out there, play with the guys.
Banging 5-on-5. And
yeah, we did a little bit, we did some post stuff, and then pick and roll stuff. Felt good.
Back with the teammates, is that a little bit better feeling than it has been for the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, definitely, and this is nothing against my teammates. My teammates, they've included me in everything, but, I still feel a little segregated sitting behind the bench, everybody else gets front row seats, and I'm stuck next to the water cooler. That's a little rough. But, it was great to get back out there and play with the guys.
What are your thoughts now as far as the series and being able to go out there for some time, if any?
I definitely think that I'll be able to put in some time in the series. What game I'll first premiere in, I'm not sure yet. But, I'm going to keep working in practice and we'll see how I feel. When I got back out there, I actually felt okay. I did some sprints and I was winded, but not as winded as I thought I was going to be.
Is the series maybe that you've looked at that you can be a big factor, especially with Duncan inside?
I like to be a factor on the boards, a factor inside the paint. But if I'm not able to come back in the series, I definitely have the faith that my team can pull this one out. Just like they did last game, we got a lot of very talented guys, and we're playing great together. So, if I come back or if I don't come back, we still got a great team.
How frustrating has it been for you not being able to help out? This is the time you all play for.
I mean, obviously, any game that you don't play in, you're gonna be frustrated. You're gonna want to be out there. That's just how any player in this league's got to be wired to be at this level. But at the same time. There's nothing really you can do about it. Just come in during practice, and work to get better. I don't know yet. It's up to the leg, up to the nerve.
Can you talk about that right leg and how does that relate to what's going on?
Well, I've got a disc in my back that's pinching the nerve, and it's the fourth disc down, and it's pinching the nerve that goes down all the way down my right leg. And when it initially happened, the nerve was obviously really irritated, and it was just weak in the leg, totally weak in the leg, and I kind of almost got an atrophy thing going on. It's just totally weak, and right now we're trying to strengthen that back up along with my core.
Do you see any way that you'll be able to play in this series, Robert?
Yeah, I definitely do. But that's definitely the best case view. Worst case,
Could you play today?
If I played today, I think that Duncan might go for, he might get that quadruple double he was aiming for a few years back.
How's the leg now? Is it still?
I'm still a little lame on it. Sometimes it buckles a little bit, but we're working to strengthen it back up to get it to the point where hopefully the times that happen, those possessions that happen on it, it's few and far between.
Is there a concern that you could re-injure it or cause other damage?
Once I get back to 100% or even, 95%, the re-injury factor, if it does happen, it's not going to be too serious. So that's why we're not trying to rush back or anything, trying to focus on strengthening.
How much therapy time per day, all day?
I get in around 8:15, do some table work with the guys, release some muscles and stuff, get on the treadmill, run for 15 minutes, go in the weight room, then come down here, do some stuff, and then after, get on the foam roll, yeah. It's a process.